Hey, this is Todd. I've seen some more posts on Reddit this week and on Facebook talking about power gaming, which got me thinking about it again. Not in terms of power gaming versus min-maxing, which I spoke about in a different video, but more about power gaming and what it means as far as the different perspectives in playing the game and what it means to win the game. So one of the things that I often see with posts about power gaming is the perspective that the person who I see posting, which usually is either someone responding to a post who's anti-power gaming or someone who's posting about being pro power gaming and not understanding or comprehending why people could possibly be against it. And they're coming from a specific perspective. Now, I don't have a dog in the hunt necessarily about power gaming versus non-power gaming. I'm not trying to shame or otherwise denigrate people who power game, but I thought it would be interesting to look at the perspective of the power gamer and then try to look at another perspective to see if that sheds some light on it for them or for anyone else who becomes involved in the argument. Because what I often see is that the people who are speaking about power gaming, they come from a specific perspective. In that perspective, power gaming not only seems to be the obvious thing to do, it's both the logical, the obvious, and it seems like, well, why shouldn't everybody be doing that? And when you're in that perspective, if you're looking at it from that perspective, of course, it seems crazy that people would not only not be power gaming themselves, but be against power gaming. It makes no sense. And when I read a post on Reddit, often I'll see that perspective shining through. They don't understand, why don't some people like power gaming? How could anybody not power gaming? Is not the point of the game to, in a sense, power game? Let's look at that and see what we can come up with and see if we can at least, if we don't necessarily agree with the arguments against it, or maybe not even against so much as the people who may not appreciate power gaming, let's see if we can at least look at it and maybe see what it has to offer us as a different viewpoint. So first of all, let's back up. Let's go outside of D&D or any other kind of role-playing game. Just look at, if we want to talk about power gaming in any sort of game, what does that mean? Now, the way I think of it, when I think of someone who's power gaming in any circumstance, in any kind of game, I'm looking at it as someone who is playing to win the game as efficiently as possible. So they're taking the optimal strategies. If in a role-playing game, that would mean obviously building their character as optimally as possible, using the best possible options, looking to, minimize weaknesses or at least overpower your weaknesses with strengths, whatever it is, looking at to, if we're going to take a stance of how can we beat the game as quickly, as efficiently as possible, power gaming is you're taking that path from the beginning as well as you can to that end. So that's going to be our base definition of power gaming. When we're looking at it in terms of a role-playing game like D&D, what that usually is, or what that indicates as far as power gaming, is that you are trying to defeat encounters as efficiently, as quickly as possible. That is, in a sense, winning the game, which usually comes down to combat. It doesn't have to be. You'll find cases where, players will maximize their social skills, but even then, we're talking about encounters, because whether it's a social encounter, whether it's an exploration encounter, whether it's a combat encounter. The goal here is, the power gaming perspective is, I want to beat this encounter as quickly as possible because that's how I win the game. And if you look at it, in a mechanical moment to moment, if we think of it and saying, okay, as much as you can win a game like D&D, if winning it means surpassing each encounter as quickly and as efficiently as possible, if that's your perspective, then power gaming not only makes complete sense, it seems to be, yeah, everybody should be doing this. Everybody should be building their characters to be the most efficient, to plow through these things as quickly as possible with the least amount of resources. Absolutely. When you see a post from a power gamer, you talk to someone who's a power gamer, that's kind of the angle they come from. If our goal is to do these things, shouldn't we all be building our characters as efficiently as possible? And yes, that makes total sense, of course. If we're going to say that our goal, the win condition of D&D, is simply to plow through encounters as quickly and as efficiently as possible, then yes, the optimal way to do that would be to power game. Everybody should do that, and everybody should build their characters as efficiently as possible, and then you can plow through encounters as quickly, as efficiently as possible. What they don't see, and what doesn't often get communicated when they enter into these discussions or arguments or whatever with people who are not keen on power gaming, is that there are other perspectives as to what it means to win at D&D. So if we look at those other perspectives, then maybe our view on power gaming and its usefulness changes a bit. If we say, okay, maybe winning is not plowing through objectives as efficiently as possible. If we go and we look at in fifth edition, the first things they say at the beginning of the player's handbook that D&D is a storytelling game, then what does that mean for whatever the win condition of D&D is? What does it mean then to win at D&D? Maybe winning at D&D from this perspective is not about being the most efficient at plowing through encounters. Maybe we could say that that win condition is telling the best stories that we can. If our win condition is telling the best stories that we can, we're playing in a group, so we'll say that we're telling stories collaboratively, the GM, the other players, and ourselves. If the goal is this collaborative storytelling, and we're going to say that telling the best story that we can, and we can define best in many ways, the one that brings us the most joy in playing, that gives us the most satisfaction at the end of the day. If we take that as our win condition, then what is power gaming? Is power gaming beating every encounter as quickly, as efficiently as possible? If our goal is tell the most satisfying story collaboratively, it might not be. Maybe in that sense, if we're going to power game to telling the best stories, then telling the best stories isn't necessarily blowing through every encounter like they hold no resistance. That doesn't tell a great story. If we power game to do that and nobody else is, then we could actually be hindering other people's stories because they're more involved in this concept of a satisfying story is one with tension, is one where we struggle, we overcome great odds, we have to push ourselves to the limit. And that's not necessarily what the power gamer is doing, or the power gamer is pushing the boundaries in a way that make that difficult. Person playing with the power gaming perspective is almost working against the people who are playing from the storytelling perspective. And the GM is caught in the middle. And this is why you see lots of comments from GMs, lots of threads from GMs in Reddit who are concerned with they've got one player who's power gaming or two players that are power gaming, they have three or four who aren't, and trying to find that balance in between and how to do that. The goals of though the power gamer players are one, the goals of the other players potentially are something else, and you're trying to thread the needle between them. How do you do that? If you're one of those players who is more concerned about storytelling and you're playing with a power gamer who is taking these encounters and rendering them uninteresting, removing the tension from them, removing the interesting choices from them because they are just powering through them, you may not appreciate what they're doing. The power gamer is saying, look what I'm doing. I'm with this. This is supposed to be a hard encounter. Ha ha, I've done it in two rounds and I took out this amazing, difficult creature. Ha ha, I win. We were winning at D&D. The players in for the storytelling is thinking, this was supposed to be a really meaningful encounter. Maybe it was an encounter for my backstory. Maybe it was supposed to be this big reveal. And by blowing through it in two rounds, it took this big moment and just deflated it. The GM may be thinking, boy, I meant this to be this big thing, and it wasn't. Now, of course, you can always recover from it. And I'm not trying to put anyone at fault, but what you can see is that there are potentially two or even more perspectives over what it is to win or to succeed at the game and what it means when you're coming from a different angle. So if you're a power gamer and you only think about your perspective, which is succeeding through beating encounters, you don't understand why somebody else might look at it and think this is a bad thing. I mean, I see it in the post. They just in their words, they just feel dumbfounded. How could anybody see this as a bad thing? But what I'm saying is that look at this other perspective that's out there. You don't have to share it, but just appreciate that people have it. Appreciate that people who are building their characters not to be the most efficient encounter beating machines, but because there's a character that they like that they're trying to do in there. Maybe they have a concept that they're trying to build up. They have an internal story that they're trying to tell, and they're trying to do this collaboratively with the GM and tell this story. And that story, it doesn't necessarily fit with this kind of, just mechanically destroying encounters. You could obviously find middle ground in there, and I'm not trying to say the DMs can't balance it or that one side is right or one side that's wrong. But what happens is you have these two perspectives, and when they are in conflict, when the side that sees the storytelling part maybe doesn't appreciate the fine tuning of the mechanics, the way that the power gamer is able to take these mechanics and bend them to this concept that they have, and they don't appreciate that there may be an artistry and a beauty in creating the perfect fighter or the super high damage rogue or whatever it happens to be. There's also, from that power gamer, is looking at it saying, maybe there's another perspective out there, and if I can put my mind in that perspective of, hey, I'm in it for this character development, I'm in this for the storytelling, that maybe taking these fights that are supposed to be difficult, not just difficult because we're challenged on a mechanical level, but difficult because that's a story moment, having a difficult encounter, that nuking it isn't necessarily the winning strategy in that sense. Because yes, you were beating it on a mechanical level, you are destroying it, you are setting the high score, but on that story level, it's become diminished. And it's that inability to see that side. Because I think most people who don't like power gaming, they understand the mechanical skill potentially, or what are playing the mechanics. They just don't necessarily rate that very highly on the things that are important in the game. They just don't put that mechanical mastery at a high level. They have it somewhere down here, and story and character development and, you know, role playing, all that stuff just rate higher on the list. But what I find is that the power gamers, they see the mechanical, well, look at this is a game of full of mechanics and here I am mastering the mechanics, and they don't seem to appreciate these other things. It just doesn't enter into their thinking. Now, obviously, I am painting with a broad brush, and I'm sure there are power gamers who totally understand the other side of it and vice versa. But when we're doing these kind of videos, it doesn't help for me to make caveats at every turn. I'm speaking about a lot of what I see. I'm speaking in general terms. I am probably, in a sense, building a straw man. You know, I'm not trying, again, I'm not really trying to take sides in this so much as I see a lot of posts from power gamers who don't understand why people don't appreciate them, which leads me to believe that they don't see these other perspectives. And so I thought I would put this video together as I was looking for things to talk about. And I already said my bit. You can, you know, watch the other video about min-maxing and sort of how somewhat of I feel about that one. But power gaming in general, I've played with a lot of power gamers. They're fine, and not all of them don't have this understanding. Maybe it's just power gamers who, you know, the ones that tend to show up on Reddit or Facebook and they throw that question out there. Might not even be the majority, but I see it a lot. I see it enough to make me think that there is this conception or misconception of theirs exists, that they have this one perspective, which is mechanical mastery of the game. And why wouldn't anybody want to master the mechanics of the game as much as they can? And if you're only in it for the mechanics, then yes, if that's your point of view, anybody who is not being efficient seems like, why aren't they, how could they be doing that this way? But like it or not, appreciate it or not, many, many people playing the game, playing at tables, guidance we get out of the official materials looks at the mechanics as service to collaborative storytelling. And if you're coming at it from the collaborative storytelling angle, winning or succeeding at it is not the same as winning or succeeding at it on a mechanical level. They mean two different things. If you're coming at it from the storytelling angle, being a power gamer might mean making yourself weak purposefully, giving yourselves weaknesses, giving yourself hooks to have interesting character moments. That might be your power gaming, is making as many hooks as you can for the DM and other players to latch onto, to give you all kinds of story moments and maximizing that. That might be power gaming if you're looking at a storytelling angle, which of course is the antithesis of power gaming on the mechanics level. So if you are a power gamer, if you are someone who is, you know, tries to master the mechanics, that's great. I'm always amazed by what people come up with. I think there's this definitely a real skill and talent for people who can go in and fish through all the numbers and fish through all things and find these combinations. But if you're out there and you're looking at it and you're talking to people, you're looking online and you can't understand why anybody would be against power gaming, think about it that they may have a different perspective than you, that they're not looking at it as just mechanical superiority, mechanical perfection is the thing, but that they're looking for storytelling and how your mechanical perfection, particularly if that's not shared across the table, if your DM and your other players may be more in that storytelling perspective, and you can understand, at least whether you agree with it or not, you should be able to understand where the friction comes from and why people may not be on board with the power gaming as much as you would choose. Whichever angle you come from, hopefully you can find a group that does understand you and is on board with you. And if you have a group that does have these different perspectives, talk with them, try to find that meeting in the middle, that middle ground, so that everybody can be happy. If you like these videos, please give me a thumbs up on YouTube and subscribe to stay in contact. It really does help me out a lot. Game on, and I will talk to you later.